Strange Adventure.
The desert sun bore down upon Duncan Giles of the Australian Mounted Police and his native tracker as they trudged across the wild backcountry. Somewhere in the wasteland ahead, a fleeing murderer was leaving a faint trail toward the hills. Pete, the aboriginal tracker, followed the fugitive's barely perceptible footprints like a hunting dog hot on its quarry. Now and then he paused, casting about for additional signs. Meanwhile, miles ahead of his pursuers, the murderer's prearranged escape was being completed. He reached a small creek and waded downstream to a spot where a Confederate waited with horses. He swung from the water to an overhanging limb and climbed along it to a point where he dropped to a horse without putting foot to the ground. The two men took off at a hard gallop toward the safety of the hills. Eventually, Duncan Giles and Pete reached the stream. Pete had no trouble seeing where the murderer had entered. To the native, the answer was simple. Follow the creek both up and down till he could see the marks where the criminal left the water. Pete scoured the bank for hours. The footprints of the murderer did not appear. Pete became frantic. His reputation was at stake. Never before had he lost his prey. Duncan Giles became restless, then worried. Not only did he want to catch the murderer, but he knew that failure would ruin his best tracker. As darkness descended, the two men, disheartened at their failure to rediscover the trail, started back toward the station. The next morning, Giles awoke to an empty camp. Pete, the tracker, had disappeared. Pete's pride and tracking ability had been challenged by the white fugitive, so the tracker returned to the creek. He searched both banks for miles, looking for the footprints he knew should be there. Finally, he gave up and returned to the station, heartbroken at his failure. He became a walking dead man, avoiding the other trackers, refusing to eat. Giles was assigned to another case. He asked Pete to take the trail, but Pete refused, slinking to a remote corner of the station. Duncan Giles concluded his case and returned to the station. He was worried about Pete. By now, the tracker would do nothing but sit brooding against the jail wall. One day, some prisoners were let out for their regular airing in the prison yard. Suddenly, Pete jumped to his feet and pointed toward a tall, rough-bearded white prisoner.
I savvy that fella. That dim fella all right. That man we follow to creek.
Several officers came running, but Giles was there first. Pete pointed to several footprints in the dust of the prison yard.
Me savvy that fella very good. Savvy tracks this fella make. Same tracks we follow to river.
The Mountie called the prisoner and accused him of being the murderer. The prisoner laughed.
You ball me. I'm not your man. What gives you that idea? These Abu trackers never forget a footprint. Consequently, I'm holding you for murder.
At the trial, Pete had his day. The murderer was convicted and confessed, since a native tracker's evidence is accepted in any court in the Australian Commonwealth. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Diamonds and Death, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.